want to discuss why we welcome Agrema, that we invite happy with them. We hope they will be able to save us time already. I have many requests. If we can try and finish the presentation in 30 minutes and allow maybe some clarity in question for 10 minutes, and maybe we don't anticipate these problems, but please learn from the best.
Not from the system.
No, true, I hope, yeah. My
from the
first one. Okay, if the board member will do like we have done earlier on, board member will say two words or save us time, allow the CEO to deal with the matters. Thank you very much. Can we welcome back to Agrema? We know that you are the youngest among all of us, so we greet you with a kiss and love. Welcome. Can we get over to the... Okay.
We are close by the chairperson. Chairperson, good afternoon, chairperson, honorable minister, and honorable portfolio committee members, with our colleagues. My name is Jeffrey March. I'm the acting chairperson of Agrema. I'm not really going to take much time, but just the head over to CEO, but highlight only a few issues that we are a technical agency, and so our real focus is more on the technical aspect. We are a young organization, but we are old. Old from the sense that we actually established a long time ago, 1969. It's when this NGO was actually established. Young in the sense that we are only legislated only a year ago and started to become an independent legislative organization from April of last year. So what is actually a critical for us is actually the transition period, because all along our mother was actually the CSIR.
Okay.
So up until end of the last financial year, we were actually under the custodianship of the CSIR and supporting the Department of Public Works. So what has happened is that end of March this year, we actually cut the umbilical cord, the mother, and what has transpired over the last financial year, 2017-18, our main focus was more on setting up governance systems and processes. Right. So seeing then that prior to that, we were dependent more on CSIR systems. Right. So the focus of the board and the management last year was actually to make sure then that our governance systems and our processes are all up to scratch. Right. And therefore, you find that for the first time, we are actually audited by the AG as an independent now body, legislative body, right? And we are happy with the audit finding that we actually obtained an unqualified audit. So yes, I think we have been moving through, and as a technical agency, what we actually do is to look at and assess as well as certify products that are and systems that do not change the South African national standard. So if one is to ask us what is your main mandate, what is it that we do, we are just products and systems where there is no South African standard. So when we are talking around the table, then you do not ask us about South African Bureau standard. We deal with the domain where there are no standards. So what we feel is to do is then to take us through what we are actually doing, our performance for the last financial year. We had about eight board members, and of which two resigned in the last financial year. So we actually have six board members whose names are actually provided today. So Chairperson, let me hand over to the CEO just to give us highlights of some of those things that are provided.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable Chair of the Portfolio Committee, Honourable Minister, Honourable Members of the Portfolio Committee, Honourable colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure for Honourable South Africa to present to you the annual report for the 2017-18 financial year. The Chairperson has covered the overview, so I'll just go through those slides. And those are the board members we touched on. And the Chairperson highlighted our core mandate, which is to deal with technical assessment. I'm a South African, a worker of technical assessment agency, and to deal with non-standardized products for which you undertake technical assessment to assess their fitness or purpose. As indicated, we operate in the area where products are tested to see whether they satisfy the fitness of the purpose mandate. And that is basically what we do. What are some of the benefits of innovative construction technology? Well, they allow for improvement in infrastructure development due to advances in products and building systems. As you all know, the world is moving ahead to the fourth industrial revolution, whereby new and better ways of construction will come to the fore. As these technologies become common in the first world, we have to ensure that our systems are up in place, such that when these technologies do reach our borders, then we should be in a position to be able to embrace them and utilize them for our infrastructure development. So these technologies can lead to improvements of existing products and can lead to doing more with less input. So ladies and gentlemen, we believe that some of these products actually contribute to accelerated infrastructure development. And one of the key advantages is that it provides reassurance of fitness of purpose. One of the advantages of the ASMA certificate is that it's been attested by an independent technical assessment agency, thereby it's not only the manufacturer telling you that this product will actually do what it does, but it has actually been tested by a third party, which is independent and found to be fit for purpose. And that provides authorities that undertake this particular infrastructure development project with authoritative assessment of system performance. In other words, they can use those products with a lot of confidence, knowing that this product will actually do what it does. And that's very helpful, especially for people in areas where they don't have testing facilities. So basically, we deal with emerging technologies or new things that are being brought to the fore. And last year, we had some of the members visited, and we did indicate to them, we showed them some of the products that we've been certificated in the new in the past. Ladies and gentlemen, Agrima uses the performance concept, or in other words, it receives applications from the public for this innovative product for which there are no national standards or codes of practice, and then we carry out the test to assess whether this product is actually fit for purpose or not. And if this is what they test, what they pass the test, then they can be awarded with an Agrima certificate of fitness for purpose. So, what are the steps we do? We want to receive the product, we then develop suitable test methods, and then measure the actual performance of the product against those particular test methods. And then we do have a technical committee which does the judgment of accessibility in the light of the actual performance. So ladies and gentlemen, basically this separates the testing from the approval process. It's a very important aspect and discovered under the ISO standard. That's that the ISO standard says that you need to receive an application, you need to make an offer, you need to have the testing done, and then you need to have the approval done by different bodies. there must be segregation of responsibilities. You cannot give the person the check and then approve the pay system. So the system we utilize is using an independent technical committee, which does the system. Now that independent technical committee is actually separate from the agency itself. It's made up of members of the board as well as industry experts. So if you're testing something to do with concrete, then you have experts who are in the field of concrete. If you're testing something to do with road infrastructure, you have experts who are in the road infrastructure field. So thereby you have independent assessment of system performance, which gives confidence to my industry that this product will be fit for purpose. Now what's the advantage of this, ladies and gentlemen? If you get the best person in the country in road infrastructure engineering saying that this product is good, then the rest of the engineers will most likely follow that judgment call. So an expert is a person who's seen by his peers as being the best in that particular field. And therefore his judgment call carries a lot of weight in industry. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the typical tests that you do relate to things like structural testing, water penetration, rising dam, thermal performance, etc., etc. When we had the launch, we did show you the members, honorable members who were there, a couple of systems. One particular system was a waterless toilet that uses 1 liter, a couple of liters of water, I think it's 30 liters, that's recycled, treated and recycled, treated and recycled. The advantage of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that you can have a toilet in areas where you have water scarcities or challenges with water without having to flush the water away, that has to go to the waste system and be treated there, and thereby reducing costs on infrastructure delivery. So, ladies and gentlemen, on the next slide, I look at the performance, program performance against targets. I've mentioned the organogram already, the technical committee, and when we measure our performance, we measure the output against target in accordance to the national building regulation. Okay. So in the year under review, ARGMA awarded 31 certificates in the 2017-18 financial year, and currently has a total active number of certificates of 215. We have 60 inactive certificates. One may ask, why do you have inactive certificates? The simple answer is that due to business reasons or due to evolution, certain certificates become redundant. For example, if you have a number of different suppliers supplying the same system, then the Bureau of Standards can come together and develop a national standard for that particular certificate. And therefore it becomes a standardized certificate or a standardized product which can be built or used in accordance with the national standard. Therefore the certificate then becomes an active or a standard. So this particular process of ARGMA certification is a system of enabling innovative products to come to the market and be developed and be used as standardized products in the country to promote infrastructure development. In the next slide, I do have the statistics which show the actual technical work. As I mentioned previously, we receive applications for assessment. We make offers to the people to do the assessment, to do the test. Then once the offers are accepted, we then go and do the test, we issue a certificate, and then also to have board meetings. And if you look at the output, there's been a slight increase, which is good, compared to the previous year. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll now touch on, I'll allow the finance manager to talk about the financial outputs for the financial year that is passed. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, thank you for the opportunity. For the year under review, we basically had a split budget. The employees of AGREMA that was appointed still under the CSRR remained with the CSRR until the end of April. Therefore, under AGREMA itself, we were only 6 employees for the year up until the end of March from the 1st August. That means that the bulk of the expenditure was under the CSRR for the year under review. We did consolidate the salary into one set of financials. Therefore, there is no comparison figures on the financials for the current year, because AGREMA team is a new entity, and therefore any published information in the previous financial period was not in comparison to what we currently actually have. We said, yes, people will be in those regards, and therefore you will see that that is where the emphasis of matter in the annual report is coming from. The basic figures for last year is disclosed in the subsequent annexure at the end of the financial for that information. For the year under review, we received a grant of $29 million, it's basically almost three times the amount that we would have gotten in the previous financial year. This was to establish REMA as a separate entity outside of the DSRR. Of this grant funding, we spent $20 million. The bulk of this expenditure, as you can see, is 50% of that is towards the employee's remuneration. The increase from the 16-17 financial year to the 17-18 financial year is due to the employment of the additional six members, two of which are ex-co members. And then the operating expenditure that has increased for the $2 million was due to the increase in financing charges such or the operating expenditure charge by the CFO, which accounts for $1.5 million of that increase. In the expenditure, the margin for the year that we retained is $12.2 million. After taking into consideration that we have a commitment in note 19 of the financials for $2.7 million for the revamping of the offices that we have occupied, we are still on the campus of the CFO, but we have been able to secure office space for the growth of the organization. And we had to revamp the offices because they are about 50 years old. So for us to have been able to put in a new bunk, which we had to redo electricity, etc. So it still looks like a laboratory. We have now converted it at a minimum cost as such to an office that we can actually work in. That is part of the commitment funds out of the $12 million. We have applied therefore to the National Treasury to retain $9.7 million for the year under review, taking into consideration the commitment and the debts and other liabilities. Of the $9.7 million, $8 million is targeted towards the eco-labeling system that has been mandated by the Department to Agreement South Africa. And then, in addition to that, the $1.7 remaining funds would be then applied for new furniture for the staff that is currently at 24 employees to grow to 42 employees. As per the report from the Auditor General, we have received the unqualified audit report. The emphasis maintenance in relation to the comparative figures. We do have a note in the audit report, though, in terms of material adjustments to the financial. This was on a disclosure note in terms of the commitment. After discussions with the Auditor General, the decision was taken that we will remove the eco-labeling out of the commitment due to the value of it. As such, in the disclosure note, there was a finding, rather than a material finding, as such, for the audit report to be noted as material adjustments.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the last slide, we do have the human resource figures and expenses, and we therefore recommend this presentation to the portion of the committee, requesting to note and endorse the 2017-18 annual report for Agri Mas. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Nico, Mr. Diallo. We quite happy that you are teaching us lots of lessons at the same time. I also want to say that why you allow lots of people to participate in the organization, the educators, the CFO, almost everybody participated, but in time. So efficiency to action. Thank you very much. Another member, the report is for your attention. Honorable Rider.
Honorable
Law.
Thank you very much, Chair. And yes, thank you everyone so much for the presentation. It's appreciated. And congratulations on a clean audit. It's always a comfortable position. Sorry, I'm going to modify the list. The whole is the team audit. And profit will remain a goal. I know the AG indicated that they have been quite gentle with you this time around, but they're doing many business with it. So well done, but keep up for the next one. The second one is always tougher because the AG is less forgiving than the round two than the round one. Just on a lighter note as well, if the CFO can just confirm if she mentioned that the space that you're occupying looks like a lavatory or a
laboratory.
My question is pretty simple. The first thing I want to do is my normal and just look at the page 9 of the annual report, which details the mission and vision. I hope that you go on a breakaway and you go and discuss this and you go and look in the mirror and you go and reassess your mission, because as far as I'm concerned, your mission is looking inwards and looking to try and be the best, okay? Then I would hope that your mission would rather be focused at improving the lives of South Africans and more outwardly focused and achieving the goals that government has for improving the lives of South Africans. So I don't like your mission as it's written. It's probably, as I say, it's looking more toward yourself and looking to achieve something that will benefit South Africans, which I believe is what you do and what you intend doing is improving the lives of South Africans and so on. So, I don't like your mission, but please. I'm not saying you have to change it, but it could be changed to more adequately reflect what you are out there doing. I'd like to just understand, please, what is the motivation for the split from the CSIR? If you can tell me why the split happened, and then so it added an additional cost of 20 million rand in the current financial year. Now, I note only 10% of your funding was internally generated this year. And the rest rely on crops. Is that additional 20 million then what you said to me that it's largely made up of funding additional salaries? Is that additional 20 million expected to continue going forward? Is it going to be an additional 20 million rand required going forward? You absorbed a whole lot of jobs from the CSIR. I'm not sure what department they fall under, but have you absorbed some of the budget that goes with the staff members? Those really are my questions. I have another one about the consulting professional fees, but I think that's very good each other with the presentations. So thank you very much again. I think nice presentation. Short drop to the point. All done.
Thank you very much. And then Mr. Abba.
Thank you, Mr. Fetkin. And welcome to the report and the report. One question for me. You remain the appointed eight members and food studies. So I just want to know the speak on HANA. When you get on the application, there will be six members and the agenda will tell you again.
Thank you. the same question that we have posted when I was still hiding under the wings of the CSIR. And when are you claiming your space that SADS in that regard? Because they are the alternative chair in terms of the technology and all that, and they are a world class facility as well. And I want to thank them also for what the Auditor General could not find much fault with it. But they must remember now, as the chair said to the IT, it's the mother or the parent and the children. So now you are no more under the CSIR. You are now on your own. They are growing up on your own. So, as my colleague has said, and I have been agree with him what he said sometimes, but I have to agree with him now. Only the exception to the rule that I agree with him. I know even the chairperson loves to agree with one another. I don't agree with him always. But courses should be made going forward. You know, if you fail in trying, and your tribe will understand that. But if you don't try, and you fail, that we don't understand. And there is always room for improvement and room for betterment. And when we come back, some of us won't be here next year, but when we watch on TV or meet you on the board, I might become a board member of Batman. I'm fighting for a job now, a job and so sir, we want to see better results, we want to see improvement. Clean orders is fine. Unqualified, no findings, that's the situation. Not the thing. Unqualified, no findings, nothing. Clean as the baby farm. That is what we want. So, Chair, we want to wish you well in the future, and because they are now standing on their own to fit, and they've got the technical skills, they've got the capabilities, they've got everything, money, and gold. So we expect they deliver high class performance changes. And I think just for sure that we expect the same from them going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We will offer the CEO to wrap up. I think all what you got was very appreciation that the issue.
So you can just ask for the people of South Africa. Because all what you are saying is good, because you can be, you should be an efficient and a good entity for the people of the community of the people. So something like that, you add the people. So it's not really working for organization. But you should be a good organization. So I think indeed all what has been said is that make your own mark as make your own mark. So SABS is one organization that has made itself known. Let know you have a duty. So, you know, every day you're making yourself to be believed, to be known, your own chapter. So, we wish you good luck, work very hard, we do everything to develop South Africa. We do everything to make us a chick among the world community. So, we hand over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, Portfolio Committee members, for the inputs and for the compliments. I think just to clarify one or two issues that you have highlighted, Agroma was initially mentioned, it was established in 1969 as a technical agency organization, but there was an act, Parliament, which was only came into effect from 2017. And that act now established a new AGROMA. So prior to that, then the administration of AGROMA was through CSIR, but now that it is now established through an act of parliament, it's now an entity on its own, just like IDT or any of the other entities.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the reason why we are calling the split from MADA CSIR. And you take comment of Venetian, which is with the new act, it actually talks broader than assessing certificates. So it's actually not talking more about ensuring then that we are improving the lives of South Africans. So I agree 100% that we need to actually review our mission to reflect then our contribution towards developing the nation and improving the lives of South Africans. Madam, in terms of the board members, there are actually six board members at the moment. But then the act is with the provision now, because we're now running under a new act. I'm not sure, I think it's 11, it should be 11 members that should be appointed that. But I think there's a process underway where the minister is going to appoint new board members, and the minimum number of 11. And it will be his responsibility to ensure that there's gender balance is in all the other Then in terms of space, we now have our own identity, but within the CSIR campus. And the reason why we don't want to quickly go away from the CSIR, first of all, we also needed the technical infrastructure, the resources close by, the resources, the technical infrastructure is at the CSIR. So now it would actually cut costs by being within the CSIR campus. But looking into the future, you're absolutely right, we need to be a standalone and have our own identity so that we'll be able to be distinguished and be able to compete with other brands at the SFDF, and people will be able to take here in AGROMA and AGROMA is going to get there. Right? And I think the issue of the 20 million, I'm just the record by the therefore just commented to be about 20 million.
The cost
in terms
of the 20 million then is what allocates to National Treasury, to the organisation and the SOCA. Will there be any incentives that we currently have? It's only for the living cost the organisation, they were transferred out of the CFO under section 179 of the Labour Act. So it was a transfer of staff. The money that was originally transferred every year to the CFO is basically the same amount that was transferred now to Agreema in the current year. The only difference is that they basically invoiced Agreema when we joined them on the 1st of August for the expenditure for the year as well as budgeted under the CFO to pay the salaries and then all options
that was
running costs under the
CFO
in the previous year.
Yeah, with that, I think we have responded some things, but we value the input that has been made. But thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate and wish you well. Be strong. There's a lot of weed out there. So, as a new entity, use the experience of your other years from 1959. So I think I agree with you that using your environment there would enable you at the CSIR to really get established before you have your own space. Use the space there. We wish you well. We think we have come almost to... Oh, the DDG has not commented. Can we give the DDG... So that we are wrapping all your entities for today. The mother and the father is not over there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Shepherdson and members.
still present member of the board and I today. Chairperson, we thank you for being the other committee and members here for an extremely, you know, helpful discussion of the time. Any on the IDT, very detailed discussion in this. Asking to book up a better going forward. I think it's important to that in the night. Along with the questions of the member, I think that helps us to steer the conversation in the right direction. I also want to thank you for the contributions that I encouraged to make now on the agreement of our future. I think that was the right path. The beginning has been extremely well, as members could see through the report. And we are very proud. I'm also even continuously thankful to the chairperson and the board for continuing to support the entity for many years, of course, you know, because of the we are looking to finalize the new board selection chapter of the agreement of our future. So that will be done. And I think the minister indicated in regard to the IDT that we may have to delay a little bit because the conversion was delayed on whether the board will follow the process in going forward. So since those things are going to be further advanced, I do know what we are going to be doing going forward. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. That's our closing remarks of the market. We will continue to support the entity. We are concerned about the amount of by elements of Africa that we need to reduce going forward. The idea we need to grow at least because we also require a lot of capacity. I'm aware of that because of financial pressure. So it's not going to be that I'm raising the issue of the car. But I think it's something that I need to be international pressure about. But we thank members of the and also want to thank the members and deputy minister for supporting us today in the absence. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much,
DJ.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, honourable members, the IDT, the ADRIMA, the AG's office. So we don't want to forget that you made all of us to be here. And you are also here to ensure that members of Parliament stay focused to the work that we should be doing. Of ensuring that the entity with the department are not going astray, but they do what the South Africans expect them to do, what the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa expects all of us to do and various other acts. So we will be happy that you are here and you assured that we do the work to everybody. In particular, now, people who are new in an environment, you should indeed be welcomed more and more. But please never think members of parliament will always be friendly when you go and say, work harder. Be an example of how to help the nation, how to be innovative. So thank you very much. We think we are now done. You must also be appreciated. The question, your observation. I can see other members are also looking at other points. I think we'll raise them in the report. So for now, thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. supposed to have either a classroom or your computer. So that's
when it changed.
So now you're in the second course. you forget now that but I don't know. I had a little bit on this one. You want that idea? You want to speak like a memory?
Okay, I'll do so.